Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Now, you know, I'm not trying to overstate this, but you mentioned that you enjoy a cocktail now and then.
Yes.
Who doesn't?
Did you hear about the guy that did 56 shots?
Oh, that's a little bit too much.
Well, he's dead now, right?
That's 56 ounces of alcohol.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Well, of course he had to die.
Had to.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lawsuit now.
When I was a kid, probably about 15 or 16, one of our friends, Danny, I won't say his last name, he took a bottle of vodka and drank the whole thing down in front of us. You know, just like, watch this, guys. And just downed it, and then he passed out.
Yikes.
Know? And then we put him in the car, and we drove him to his house and threw him on his front, knocked on the door and threw him on the front lawn. And his mother comes out, what did you do to my kid? Oh. He didn't do anything. He's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know? And
how's he doing these days?
He's dead.
Oh, good.
Time now for things you learned on today's Bob and Tom show.
That's like a chick story.
Tom.
Did he die that night?
No, he did not die that night. No, he hung himself a few years later.
He hung himself.
Oh, my God. Show's over.
He did it really quickly. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, everybody. I feel terrible now. What
Kevin
a horrible.
Kevin Beatty, everybody.
What horrible. You brought me down memory lane.
Oh, my God.
My mother's, why don't you tell nice stories? God.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.